This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. This is it, the night before the election. We've heard from the candidates, the commentators, and the pollsters. Maybe it's time for some music. The cabaret troupe known as the Citizens Band has tackled subjects from immigration to healthcare to the financial collapse, and now they've released an album that's all about voting. Everybody needs to vote. The debut album from the Citizens Band is called Grab a Root and Growl. And a couple of weeks ago, they joined me here in the studio to play a song from it. Here's Mark McAdam and the Citizens Band with The Debt Rattle.
Awfully dark and dank down inside my piggy bank, but I can hear that old dead rattle. The income's just going out, so we'll dig a hole and dance about. All we're gonna do, that old dead rattle. Well, it can pile up high like your dirty dishes, exponential like loaves and fishes. And it can make a sound like prayers dying. And if you spend till your stash is gone, you may as well put your money on that old dead rattle, shaking all night long. You just turn out your pockets and let your jaw go slack. And then it's one step forward, and then you take another two steps back. You put your left hand over, tighten your belt, and then you shake that rattle till the food and shelf is free.
Shoo-be-doo-ah, 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 shoo-be-doo-ah,
that old dead rattle.
Shoo-be-doo-ah, 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 shoo-be-doo, that old dead rattle.
Like my next breath might be my last, that's gonna be my own dead rattle. But I say do not resuscitate me. No, we're gonna dance until I faint. Oh, we're gonna do that old dead rattle. Well, it can pile up high like your dirty dishes. I need a genie with a thousand wishes, but that thing goes just fast as so blue. So I'ma write another IOU. That old dead rattle shaking all night long. That old dead rattle shaking all night long.
That is called The Debt Rattle, written and sung by Mark McAdam, playing guitar as well. The other members of the Citizens Band that we heard on that song, and it is a rotating cast, was Matt Ray at our piano, Mike Jackson playing bass, Dave LeBlue behind our drum kit, backing vocals from Nina Persson of the Cardigans, and Angela McCluskey. We'll hear both Nina and Angela singing lead in just a couple of moments. And joining me at the microphones, Sarah Sophie Flicker is a founding member of the Citizens Band.
Hi,
Sarah
there.
Sophie, welcome.
Thanks.
And Linda Carbone is executive producer of the album, which is called Grab a Root and Growl. Linda also owns the publicity firm that represents the Citizens Band. Linda, can you explain that title, Grab a Root and Growl?
I'm going to throw that over to Sarah Sophie, actually, because she pulled it out and
pulled it out of where?
I pulled it out of the Great Plains of America. It's an old Dust Bowl saying from the Depression era. And basically when all things had become so unmanageable there that people were, you know, migrating in huge numbers, there was a few citizens who stayed on and said they were going to grab a root and growl and they were going to fight for their land and fight for what they'd worked so hard for. And I thought that was an apt title for what we were singing about.
So in a sense, is that what the Citizens Band is trying to say right now? Maybe not in Dust Bowl terminology, but a kind
sure,
of a similar
or in
now.
Dust Bowl terminology is fine too. Yeah, I mean, we definitely look to history to sort of see how we got where we are today, and hopefully turn an eye towards a brighter future. And yeah, I think that, you know, we're, like you said, in the midst of an election, and we have to take a stand and rise up and vote and fight
right,
for.
Now, taking a stand, does that mean taking a side?
That's a good question. I mean, for me, yes. And I think, you know, if you take a stand, you clearly have a side or a viewpoint that you believe in. Otherwise, you wouldn't have an opinion. So, yeah, I suppose so.
I think it also means forcing our politicians to be clear about the stand that they are on so yeah. we can make a choice and a side. It gets very blurry and complicated with the political spin. Mm-hmm. So it really works both ways.
Now, the band, the Citizens Band, has been around for 8 years?
Yep.
I mean, around 2004, very contentious election
sure.
then.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first record. Have you just been kind of waiting for the right moment to do this?
We're just a motley crew, and, you know, it's there's upwards of 25 of us. But yeah, I mean, this just really felt like the right moment, and we have such a great collection of songs at this point.
Now, Mark's song was an original. I mean, it had that kind of old-timey sound, but mm-hmm. that's an original piece.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A lot of the other songs on the record are older. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're genuinely from going all the way back to the Dust Bowl and, you know.
Further, yeah.
Yeah, getting pretty well into American history.
Yeah.
So, you know, who makes the decision on what songs are being picked and how
mean,
they fit in?
I mean, we're a collaborative. I'm the nerd who loves to do music research. I went to law school, didn't get a lot out of it, but did learn how to research. So, you know, I like to look for songs that are old but tell the story of what's going on politically today, in essence, to say, you know, we're in this universal drama. We repeat the same mistakes and the same patterns, and unless we look at those, we'll continue.
You know, I'm the frustrated entertainer that runs, sings and dances in my living room and decides whose voice would suit each particular song.
Mm-hmm.
So we all kind of work together to match the right personality with the right song.
We're speaking with and listening to The Citizens Band. They're performing at the Abrams Arts Center October 24th, which is a Wednesday, through October 27th. So that's next week, prior, of course, to the election. And performing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. So, Sarah Sophie, mm-hmm. I swung the election. Did mm-hmm. you pick this? Did you find this song?
I found it somewhere. I have no idea where I found it.
Jack Teagarden, the
I
trombonist,
love, yes,
recorded
I love
it.
Jack Teagarden.
Yeah.
Do you have something to say about
that? No,
Jack?
Just that was the version
yeah.
we heard that turned us on with the Jack Teagarden version.
Yeah.
Although the guy who wrote it, mm-hmm. even better known, right?
Glenn Miller, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Nina Persson's going to sing. Nina, I mean, what role do you think a song like this can have, you know, 70-odd years later in the early 21st century? I mean, is this the kind of thing that'll get the troops, you know, marching to the barricades?
Yeah, well, I think this song adds, you know, is part of the humor in this show a little bit. It's talking about, I swung the election is sort of, my character is one of the ladies who's played some kind of role in politics by affecting male politician by her mm. powers. And I think these things...
Which powers would those be?
You'll see.
So the song is called I Swung the Election.
Yeah.
All right. It's a little bit of Glenn Miller music in a live performance in the Soundcheck studio. Here once again, members of the Citizens Band.
I swung the election, friends. That's no small order. To just blow notes and sweep all the votes from Canada to the Mexican border. I started out with a bang below the Dixie line. Every shot was sold and bought, and every single vote was mine. From there I swung westwards, taking every state in stride, my bandwagon swinging. Everybody wanted a ride. I won every town and state without exception. My friend, I swung the election. State in my stride, my bandwagon swinging, and everybody wanted a ride. I won every town and state without exception. My friend, I swung the election.
That is Nina Persson. A little bit of a different song from you, Nina, called I Swung the Election, a Glenn Miller song. Have you ever sung a political song? I'm not that that's particularly political, but...
Well, I have, actually. I have sung a lot of songs with the Citizens Band, and I've sung some political music in Sweden, too, which is my old home country, yeah.
Well, this is the Citizens Band. Once again, Mark McAdam on guitar, Dave LeBlue behind the drum kit, Mike Jackson on bass, Matt Ray playing the piano, Nina Persson singing. Sarah Sophie, the sort of, I mentioned before you were a founding member. How many of the founding members, how many founding members of the Citizens Band are there from back in 2004?
A lot.
A baker's dozen.
What was that, Mark?
I'd say
it's a baker's dozen.
13?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. 13.
Yeah. Yes, 13.
And what was the inspiration? I mean, there are some antecedents for this. I think of, like, you know, cabaret music from the Weimar Republic, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, a handful of us had gone to Florida to campaign for Kerry and came home heartbroken. And a girlfriend, Georgie, and I had this idea for a political cabaret for some time. And it just felt like the right moment. And it was one of those things that really magically came together. And, you know, Mark, Paul, Angela, so many people in this room were there that first night. And once you're in the Citizens Band, I think you don't really want to leave. Mm-hmm. So now we have, you know, 25, 30 members.
All right. So now let me ask you the money question. Is it possible for a set of songs, no matter how welcoming and fun and funny sometimes, to actually affect political change, to get people to go out and vote, if that's
Before
Angela?
I came here today, Angela, yeah. And I was thinking that what the Citizens Band do with music and that emotion that they hit, you know, if you're watching every debate in the world, if you're not interested in politics, that's really not going to turn you on. But if you're sitting in an audience and everybody's going vote and you get, you know, you get really emotional about it and goosebumpy, then you go home, you're like, I could be part of this. Mm-hmm. I think that's what Citizens Band can do.
Angela, don't go away. come back to the microphone, because you and Paul Cantillon, who's just taken his place at our piano, you're going to do a song for us that we've heard in other contexts before. And which I'm sort of curious how it fits in with the Citizens Band.
Well, actually, Sarah picked this. Why did you pick it?
The song is I Think It's Going to Rain Today, the great Randy Newman song.
Well, Randy Newman is a great political songwriter also, among so many other things. But I chose it just, I think, because with all the contentious, you know, I was about to swear, but I'm not going to do that, you know.
Stuff
that gets slung back
malarkey.
And forth.
Malarkey.
Oh my gosh, yes, stuff and malarkey that gets flung back and forth. I think, you know, we forget about the human connection, and for me, and I think for all of us, and why I think a collaboration is such a powerful way to get a political musical message across is, you know, we're all connected, and the song just really speaks to, you know, if we let people in our communities slip through our fingers, and we're letting ourselves slip through our fingers. So that's what this song is about.
It's a great song from Randy Newman's called I Think It's Gonna Rain. Angela McCluskey singing, Paul Cantillon at the piano. Another live performance on Soundcheck from members of the Citizens Band.
broken windows and empty highways. Pale dead moon with the sky streaked with gray. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain today. Scarecrows dressed in the latest style, frozen smiles to chase love away. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain today. It's gonna rain. Yes, I know it's gonna rain today.
That is Angela McCluskey singing live on soundcheck. Paul Cantillon at our piano. Some very subtle percussion from Dave LeBlue, yeah, and guitar from Mark McAdam at the end of that live performance of Randy Newman's beautiful song, I Think It's Gonna Rain, which these are all members of the Citizens Band here in the soundcheck studio today. What does a Citizens Band performance look like? Is it a review? Is there a story that gets told between the songs? How does that work?
Well, I always say we exist in some sort of fantastic Never Never Land between 1880 and 1948, let's say. And the show aesthetically is beautiful. We have dancers and aerial performers and all the amazing musicians and singers and costumes and glitter and sparkles, but the point is to entertain with a message. Mm-hmm. And
so aerialists, like people swinging from trapezes and stuff like
yeah.
that. Okay. Sounds like fun. Citizens Band. The new album is called Grab a Root and Growl, and we've heard some live music here in the Soundcheck studio. To all of you in your thousands, thank you for trooping on into the studio. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck.
Like lovers love to cool. Would the country